everyone, it's Sam from FPL Family back with another voice note, this time on what is now blank and double game week 25. Game week 25 was always going to be a bit of a weird one, wasn't it? We were going to have the League Cup final slotting in there. That was going to mean disruption. And of course, depending upon who made it to the final, that disruption was either going to be massive and have a great impact on FPL, or it was going to be minimal. And it was going to be teams that we weren't necessarily invested in. As it's happened, it's been quite a dramatic impact because we've got Manchester United, who everybody is pretty much trebled up on with their double game week that they're currently playing. Then it's Newcastle, who a lot of FPL managers have got the double Newcastle defence with Trippier and then either Shaw or Botman alongside them. And then also we've got Brighton in there too. The likes of Matoma have been really popular. So is Ferguson. Some people might have a Brighton defender in their teams. And then the occasional team has got Ivan Toney, although he has been quite heavily sold over the last couple of weeks and has blanked in the last two. So maybe Brentford are the least difficult for us managers to navigate in game week 25. So we knew that that was happening. Today, the Premier League have announced a set of double game week fixtures. So we've got two rescheduled fixtures that were cancelled back when Queen Elizabeth died. So we get Liverpool versus Wolves. So the repeat of what we've just seen at the weekend, but the home fixture for Liverpool this time. And then the repeat of Arsenal versus Everton. Of course, we've just seen that result too. Both of these results were shocked, weren't they, at the weekend? Obviously, Liverpool losing 3-0 to Wolves, Arsenal losing 1-0 to Everton. So we're going to get another repeat of these fixtures relatively quickly now. Both of those matches are going to be played on March the 1st. That's during the FA Cup fifth round. So not televised games, I wouldn't have thought, given that the FA Cup will be on. I don't think that they will put them as televised fixtures in the UK. But nonetheless, they do slot into blank game week 25. That means Arsenal have a double game week where they will play Leicester and Everton. Everton have a double game week where they will play Aston Villa and Arsenal. Wolves have a double game week where they play Fulham and Liverpool, both away games, interestingly enough, for Wolves. And then Liverpool have a double game week of Crystal Palace away and Wolves at home. So what does this mean for us as FPL managers? Well, it means we continue to pile in on Arsenal. That was something that we were all doing anyway. Of course, they have got the double game week in game week 23. So we were all thinking it's time to treble up on Arsenal, particularly as they obviously played in game week 25 and they will play likely in game week 28. So they are going to be a nice team for us to be invested in. That nice team to be invested in has just grown even further with the double game week. It's a relatively nice looking double game week as well. Leicester cannot keep a clean sheet at the moment and they are particularly bad at home. So Arsenal will look forward, I think, to going over to Leicester and playing them. Everton, it's a home game. Arsenal, we would think, would want revenge after what happened in game week 22. You never know where the new manager bounce will have taken us by then, but I would expect that the Everton defence will continue to get more solid under Dyche. But let's see. On paper, Arsenal's is arguably, well, I think it is the best of those double game weeks that we're going to get. Everton's looks interesting too. I think had this double game week been announced ahead of game week 22, I don't think any of us would have taken any interest in Everton. But the fact that they did win that game against Arsenal in 22, they have got this new manager bounce going on. And they've brought in a manager who is well equipped to deal with the issues that Everton have and to keep them in the Premier League. These two games become, or particularly that Villa game at home, becomes a bit of a must win for Everton. So that game on its own looks great, and then you get the bonus of the Arsenal game in there too, where they might pick up some points. Wolves fixtures look challenging, both away, both against teams that can score goals, although Liverpool haven't shown that. We'll have to see how Liverpool go. And then Liverpool, well, in a normal season, you'd look at a double game week for Crystal Palace and Wolves for Liverpool and go, yes, invest, treble up on Liverpool, probably put your captainship on Mo Salah. Let's get Trent, let's get Darwin, let's go. But with the way that Liverpool have been playing, we're not in that spot. For me personally, as a Darwin owner, I'm now thinking I'm probably going to stick by him until game week 25 because he has that double game week, because there is the opportunity for those additional points. This is the perfect case, I think, guys, of the fixtures over the form. I'm prioritising the fixtures when really Darwin hasn't shown me any real form to suggest that he's going to do well across that double game week. But we do have the Merseyside derby next Monday night, so we'll see how he gets on in that one. But I do think now I am likely to keep him through that double game week. Obviously, there's going to be other double game weeks to come, of course, over the rest of the season. I don't think that there's any triple captains in there. I mean, potentially if you've still got it and you don't want to play it on Haaland in 23, if Arsenal are still in the kind of form that they are now, you could potentially look to put it on Saka, maybe Ødegaard, across that double. Be interesting to see by that stage where Jesus is in his recovery and whether we think Nketiah is going to get both games. I suspect even when Jesus does come back from injury, with the way that Nketiah has been playing and the fact that, you know, at this point in the season there is a lot of fixture congestion, I suspect that Jesus will be eased back in gently. So even if he is, and I don't think he will be, but even if he is available for 25, I expect it will be some minutes with Nketiah starting in both of those games rather than getting a start by then. I think he's still a little bit of a way out from that. But investing heavily in Arsenal makes a lot of sense. Treble up on them. Potentially go with an Everton player. I'm going to be looking at the Kyle Walker-Peters to James Tarkowski swap, I think, to get in on Everton for that double game week. Wolves, I'm not sure. I mean, they don't normally score enough goals, she says, on the back of beating Liverpool 3-0. But we don't get a lot of goals out of Wolves usually. But then again, Fulham and Liverpool have been conceding goals quite readily of late. So maybe there is an opportunity there to invest in one of the Wolves players. Be interested to see whether Bueno gets his spot back for game week 23. If Bueno is in the starting 11 for Wolves in game week 23, then investing in him for game week 25 makes a lot of sense given his price point. And given that a lot of people are going to be wanting to bench the likes of Rashford and Trippier and probably one of maybe Luke Shaw, or I don't know if you've still got Botman, or, you know, there's plenty of opportunities to have more than three players from Manchester United, from Brighton, and from Newcastle. You know, if you've got Rashford, Bruno, Shaw, Trippier, and Mitoma in your team, you're going to need to sell two of them. You need a full bench of playing players so that you can drop three of those non-playing players to the bench. That means, you know, you don't want to be risking the likes of Bueno. If he doesn't start again in 23, if he gets his spot back in 23, he could be a wise investment for 25. We've got time to wait and see. But we are all going to need to make sure that our benches are working for us well in game week 25. But maybe the pressure is off a little bit now that some of our players will double, because suddenly we have the potential, rather than going into it with 9 players, we might go into it with only 9 or 10 players. But those players might actually play more like 12 or 13 matches between them, and therefore you might get the scope to kind of get through that week without too much panic. The good thing is we've got this information relatively early. We can use that therefore to our advantage, because I was kind of pondering on, well, do I go for Saka? Do I sell Bruno this week? I do like Bruno going into game week 23. Obviously, he's got Leeds, who at the moment don't have a manager. So we'll see how they get on against Leeds tomorrow evening or Wednesday this week in game week 22, because they play them again in 23 and make a decision from there. But I am now thinking, well, I do want Saka definitely for this double, and I'm even more attracted to him as an option now, because in 25, not only is he playing, but he's playing twice again. So my advice, early advice on game week 25, definitely full focus in on Arsenal. Keep an eye on what happens in the Merseyside derby. If we see any green shoots of recovery from Liverpool or any signs of anybody who might be a good option for them, then the fixtures do look nice. And Everton, they might be our get out of jail free card. Getting the likes of Tarkowski in the defence might just get us out of trouble when it comes to using our bench players in game week 25 to cover those four teams that don't play. Thanks, guys.